So on the line, we have Cassie Dryersey. Can I get your job description, please?
I'm the Regional Youth Services Program Coordinator for Nunatsiavut Government.
So I understand that the Youth Symposium is coming up quickly. What's on the agenda for this year?
Well, we had a few planning meetings with the youth, and they've come up with all the ideas. The focus and the theme this year is on land-based programming and how culture is healing. So this year's activities that they have and the workshops that they have going on is mostly focused towards that. So we have Silpa Sorok, who will be teaching the youth how to throat sing. She'll be doing a workshop on that. We also have Shirley and Robin, who's also within a civil government. Both of them will be speaking about what ideas the youth might have to bring back or revitalize Inuktitut. We'll also be having a traditional feast. And with that, the youth at the same time, because a lot of the things that they'll be learning throughout the weekend, they'll be also having hands-on experience as well. So for the traditional feast, they'll also learn how to gut the fish and cut the fish, and at the same time, they'll be making the fish or making the food as well. And we're hoping to have partridge soup and some other things, and they'll also learn how to pluck the partridge and cook it as well. And throughout the weekend, they'll also be learning different skills with food, so they'll be learning how to properly handle food. And we also have Mitchell White, who will be talking about revitalizing the Rising Youth Council, and from there we'll also hopefully come up with a few bylaws. We have Allison Clark, who's with LGH in Hopedale, who will be doing yoga, so helping the youth learn to be mindful and learn mindfulness.
Wow, sounds like a lot of activities.
Yep, there's a few more things as well, so it's going to be a jam-packed weekend, and hopefully the weather cooperates so we do get to go out to the Healing Lodge.
Oh, wow. Where is the Healing Lodge to?
It's an hour outside of Hopedale, so we'll be leaving Hopedale on the 8th, driving to the lodge on Friday, and coming back Sunday on the 10th. So we'll be spending 2 nights at the Healing Lodge.
Can I ask how many youth are attending from each of the communities?
There's 5 youth from each community, as well as Upper Lake Melville, and we have an open seat for 1 Canadian constituent.
So all the other communities are filled?
There's no one filled properly yet. Like, we haven't had the selections done. We're waiting until 4:30 today to accept all the applications, and we're hoping to have selections made by the 1st of March. And we'll let all the youth know who applied, whether or not they were successful.
So for the youth who applied, how will they know that they will be attending to this year's youth symposium?
We will either contact them by email or we will phone them.
Okay. So would you know how many years has this youth symposium been going on?
This is the 25th annual.
Wow. And is this your first time being involved with the youth symposium?
My first time actually being the one planning it or helping plan it. Other years since I've been, because I've been here a few years, but this is my first year in this position. But I did help with planning last year, and I was actually a mental health support for the youth symposium that was here in Mokovic last year. And a few years before that, I also helped plan as well. But it's pretty amazing to me because I was actually involved in youth symposiums from when I was 15 until I started helping with it. So it's pretty amazing to be a part of the planning when I was involved in it. So I really encourage all youth to try and do as much as they can within their communities. And this is one of the amazing opportunities that they do or that they can get out to. So if they have the chance, I think they should totally jump at it.
When would be another good time to get a follow-up update from you?
I won't be available after the youth symposium. As soon as we get back on the 11th, I'm gone back straight into going to Goose Bay, and I'll be there for that week and the week after, so probably the week of March 25th.
So, Cassie, would you like to add anything else about this youth symposium?
I don't have any additional comments, only I really hope everything goes well, and I hope the weather cooperates and we're able to go. I think this will be an amazing experience for everyone because everyone knows how amazing it is to get out on the land, so this is going to be an amazing opportunity for not just the youth, but for all those involved as well. People like me, and we have Jessica Winters, who's a youth strategy facilitator, and also Heather Antuk, and I think it'll be an amazing time. And I really wish we could have more people or more youth involved, but that's all we can do.
I'd like to thank you, Cassie, for having the time to speak to me today about the youth symposium, and I hope you all have a good turnout and have a safe trip at the Hopedale Healing Lodge.
Thank you so much.
Nakumik.
And thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.